Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Welcome to Japanese class 101. I'm David.
Again.
Yes, I'm here again. Matt is off this week, but we promise he will be back next week.
We promise. Right. 大家好, I'm Nicole.
Right. Joined by Nicole, and we've got Absolute Beginner Season 1 Lesson 9 here.
That's right. In this lesson, you learn how to say this and that.
Right. Like last week, the dialogue here takes place in a restaurant.
That's right. And it's between two friends.
Right. It's between two friends here who are ordering dinner. Mm-hmm. And because they're friends, of course, they're speaking casually. But, I mean, this is the way everyone speaks in Cantonese.
That's right.
So, we've got the dialogue. Let's go take a listen now.
Okay.
这个是什么？
这个是深井烧鹅。
好好吃哦。
我都好喜欢吃。
One more time, a bit slower.
这个是什么？
这个是深井烧鹅。
好好吃哦。
我都好鍾意食。
And now, with the English translation.
呢个系咩?
What is this?
呢个系深井烧鹅。
This is Samjang roast goose.
好好食哦。
It's really delicious.
我都好鍾意食。
I like it a lot, too. So, whenever I'm in Hong Kong, this is basically how I order.
What?
I point at the menu and I go, I want this one.
Ah.
And I want that one.
The point and order method.
Yeah, well, Cantonese food tastes really good, but honestly, you guys have strange names for a lot of foods.
No, we don't.
Right. You don't want to order the Phoenix feet.
Oh, you mean?
I learned that one the hard way.
Oh, the chicken feet. I like that.
Yes, you guys like a lot of imaginative foods, but they didn't say it was chicken feet on the menu.
Well,
it was, you know, yeah. They were playing it up. Phoenix. Anyway, lesson learned, Cantonese menus lie, so sometimes it's best to just look at the photos and point.
Hey.
And that's actually what we're teaching this class. So it's the point and order lesson.
Right, this and that.
Right. So we've got the vocab for you. Let's go right to it.
Okay.
And now, the vocab section.
你
This
你 你 你个
This one
你个呢个个
that
个个嗰个
that one
个个嗰个烧鹅
roast goose
烧鹅，烧鹅，好食。
Delicious.
好食，好食，中意。
To like.
中意，中意。出名
famous
出名出名
Okay, the first word we want to focus on in detail is this one.
你
This
你
That's this.
Yeah, literally. 你
Right. Sometimes you're going to hear this as well.
你个
which has an extra sound on the end.
Right. 你个
And that means more this one.
Yes. The ending sound, 个 is a measure word.
Okay. What are the tones on that?
你 is the first tone. It's high, flat tone, the highest. ni, and go is mid flat.
Okay.
Go, ni go.
Great. So you want to point at something and say
ni go,
or just
ni.
Which one do you think is more natural, Nicole?
Ni go.
Okay. So go with that one. We've got some sample sentences for you. Sentences like this.
我要呢个.
I want this one.
我要呢个.
I want this one.
Or you can say 俾呢个我.
Give me this one.
But pay attention to the word order in here.
Right. And let's slow that down too.
俾呢个我.
Give this one me.
That's right. 俾呢个我.
And in all of these sentences, we can always swap out this one and we can put in that one.
嗰个.
Right.
嗰个.
What are the tones there?
嗰 is the second tone. It's a high rising tone, like asking a question. 嗰 and 嗰, as we mentioned, it's a mid flat tone.
Okay, so this is pretty tricky to come out with.
嗰个, with practice, okay. You'll be fine.
Okay, so this is a bit tricky, but you guys have the hang of it by now. We've also got sentences like, I want. So the sentences we did before, we can change. We can say, I want that one.
我要嗰个.
Or, give me that one.
俾嗰个我.
Right. Now, Nicole, what are we going to do if we want to say these or those?
That's very easy. Just replace the measurer 个 with 的,
which is first tone.
That's right, the high flat tone. 的, it sounds exactly like the English letter 的.
Okay, so let's hear these.
你的.
Those.
个的.
So, I want these.
我要你的.
I want those.
我要个的.
Give me these.
俾呢啲我.
Give me those.
俾嗰啲我.
Perfect. Nicole, what if we want to ask questions? What are these?
No problem. 呢啲係咩?
One more time.
呢啲係咩? It's literally, these are what?
So what about those are what?
嗰啲係咩? 嗰啲係咩?
Perfect. We've got another really useful word in this lesson as well.
中意.
This means to like.
That's right. 中意.
So you can say, I like this one.
我中意呢个.
One more time. I like this one.
我中意呢个.
How about I like these?
我中意呢啲.
Or I like that one.
我中意嗰个.
I like those.
我中意嗰啲.
So this is really useful stuff.
呢个 and 嗰个, very useful.
In fact, it's so useful we are going to be using them in the grammar section today. It's grammar time! Our grammar section today is all about... drumroll?
That's a weak
okay,
one.
Okay, it's a weak drumroll, but...
Cantonese people don't do drumrolls.
Okay. Anyway, our grammar section today is about a new way to ask and answer questions.
It's asking questions part two.
Yes. If you remember, in our last lesson, we learned...
有咩?
We taught you this means what, or is there any?
That's right. 有咩? You can add a noun or a verb after that.
Right. As in the sentence.
有咩问题?
Is there a problem?
有咩问题?
And literally, that's to have.
有.
What?
咩.
Problem.
问题. 有咩问题?
In this lesson, we see a new way of asking questions.
係咩?
Right.
係咩?
So basically, these two are pretty close, but the first sound there has changed.
That's right. We've gone from 有
to have
to 系
to be.
That's right. We've gone from 有
to have
to 系
to be. Let's hear both of those again. To have what?
有咩?
To be what?
系咩?
So this is another kind of question.
That's right. We hear this a lot. 呢个系咩?
What is this?
呢个系咩?
What is this?
Or 嗰个系咩?
What is that?
嗰个系咩?
What is that?
That's
and,
right.
And how would we make those plural? Let's do that too.
Very simple. 呢啲系咩?
What are these?
嗰啲系咩?
What are those? So this is a really useful thing to know how to say.
Definitely.
So you can point to something and you can say,
呢个系咩?
And people will tell you what it's called in Cantonese.
And you can learn more Cantonese this way.
Right. This is a really natural way. Use this to pick up new vocabulary, especially nouns.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. So you can point this in the menu and you can say, what is this? And they're going to tell you it's chicken feet. You probably don't want to eat that.
No. They would tell you this is phoenix feet. Feng zhao. And the full sentence sounds like this. 呢个系凤爪 They say it with pride.
Yeah, this is phoenix feet. It's delicious. Yeah. Don't believe them.
It is delicious. 好好食
Anyway, moving on. Let's take a look at this sentence from the dialogue.
呢个系心井烧鹅
So this is the sentence where they're asking about the goose,
yeah.
The roast goose.
心井烧鹅 It comes from a place named Sumjang, and they produce the best siu ngo in the world.
Yeah, Nicole insisted that we include this word in the lesson,
Definitely.
Even though it's long.
Yeah.
She said, people go to Hong Kong, they need to know how to order this.
Sumjang siu ngo.
Right, so send the hate mail to Nicole at CantoneseClass101.com. Anyway, what we want to pay attention to is the word order here. Let's listen to that sentence again.
呢个 Hai sum zhang siu ngo.
And that is literally, this is.
Sum zhang siu ngo.
Right. Now, that's a complex sentence. Let's get rid of the noun and listen just to that first section.
Ni go.
This.
Hai.
To be or is.
Ni go hai.
Now, in the dialogue, we had the noun right after that. If we ask a question, what do?
Replace the noun with. Me,
which means what?
That's right. So it sounds like this. 呢个系咩?
What is this?
Or 嗰个系咩?
What is that?
That's right.
So the word order here is the same as the statement, and it's the opposite of what you'd expect in English. And it's the opposite of what you get in English.
Right.
In English, we say, what is this?
But in Cantonese, you say, 呢个系咩?
This is what?
Remember this.
Right. So that's our grammar point for today. It's a new kind of question. Now you know it though, you can ask, what is this?
呢个系咩?
What is that?
嗰个系咩?
And you're going to get the names of the things all around you.
Right. That's the way you pick up more Cantonese vocab.
Right. Now, before we go, we want to remind you we've got a review track as part of the premium resources on the site.
That's right. It's available in the premium section of the CantoneseClass101.com. Just stop by and make full use of it.
Yeah. One of the things you want to use this for is you want to use it to actually practice speaking.
That's right.
Because it's really focused on, you're going to hear a phrase in Cantonese, you're going to have the opportunity to say it.
And you can compare your voice to the native speakers.
Yeah, you can do that. But I mean, also it gets you to generate the phrases. So it's a lot more active than listening to a podcast.
That's right.
Make sure you're working that into your study routine. It's really going to help you make faster progress.
Mm-hmm.
With that, though, if you have any questions or comments, you can leave us a note on the website or you can send us an email. Contact us at CantoneseClass101.com.
That's right.
Right.
So see you next time.
We'll see you next time. And remember, send the hate mail on Cantonese cuisine to Nicole.
I'll reply you with the words of chicken feet.
Anyway, that's our lesson for today. Thanks a lot for listening.
唔该，拜拜。
We'll see you next time.
呢个系咩？
呢个系深井烧鹅，
好好食喎、
哦。我都好中意食。